This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, another episode of the Big Homies House. We got the homies from the Blue Flame in the building. The Flame represented. I'm going to introduce themselves. Snap. We're going to start right here.
You already know it's the Real Stallion.
Real Stallion. Yeah. She called it that for a reason.
Sex Appeal, a.k.a. Dice from the Flame. Okay.
Dice and Stallion. I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Flame is in the building for real this time.
Oh, for real. Let's not talk about last time.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened last time. I don't recall.
Right.
I don't recall.
You don't recall? Okay, Woody.
So let's get straight up into it. So give the people that's unfamiliar with you guys just a little bit of background info on you.
Well, I am Stallion, of course. I work at the Blue Flame. I'm a dancer. I do content creating. I do YouTube. I just wrote 2 ebooks for social media content and a naked night hustle for the girls.
Miss Dice.
Dice. I'm a hairstylist. That's about it. Hairstylist.
Yeah. You got other stuff going on. You know, we both do it. We working on stuff.
She over here being shy.
We working on stuff, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I like that. So, I guess my first question, I was thinking about this shit earlier. First of all, I got to finish my story about last night. Man, so I was telling y'all about how I went to Magic City last night. Mm-hmm. And I woke up, but like they got me out of my bed because I was ready to go to sleep.
Okay.
1 o'clock in the morning. I had been up since like 8. So finally get home, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, yeah, meet us at Magic. So I go going through Magic at the. Another reason I didn't want to go, this is really why I didn't want to go. I had just, somebody tried to hack in my car, so I had to order another one.
So you said hack in your car?
Card.
Oh, card. I was going to say, what the? Okay.
Yeah, so they tried to hack in my car, so I had to order another one. And I had been using Tap to Pay. I'm cool with a little Tap to Pay, mm-hmm. but I can't, I don't know if you could do that in a strip club. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't trying to, like, go. Mm-hmm. But it was the people we was with was, like, bigger, higher ups or whatever. And I was like, yeah, just come out. You good. Man, I ain't never doing that. I was good, but just like I can't be in a strip club and not have my own money
I like your way of thinking. I wish people would thought like this.
Yeah, like I was just because it felt weird. Like I can't go to the regular ATM. I gotta use the stripper ATM, and that one is the minimum withdrawal for them is a lot higher than it would be if you use the regular ATM.
Right.
Like, I'm cool to pull out a little 2-3, but man, minimum 5. Hold up. I didn't even want to come out tonight. Right. You're not about to get me.
Spare the moment.
Yeah, but shit, I get it. They gotta be worth it. So yeah, I can't do that. Then I was standing there, like I had some hundreds, but then I fucked around and I threw it happened twice. I threw that shit up and it didn't spread.
It must have been fresh ones.
Yeah, bro.
I hate them fresh ones.
Bro, I threw it up and it looked so bad because it threw up in a fucking clump.
Oh yeah. So you looked cheap.
Oh my god, like bro, break apart or something. What
you,
the
you gotta turn, you gotta squeeze them up.
Bro, turn the fan on this
you gotta something. Squeeze it.
God, so is there a method to throwing ones?
Throw that.
Fling it.
We throwing money over here. What did you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So what do y'all think about this? Just be in the club, just standing around.
I don't get why you there for. Uh-huh. And then I argue people all the time online about this. Like if you want to
what do they be saying?
I pay my money to get and I do. Go to a lounge. Go to Dave and Buster's. Go to Andretti.
Dave and Buster's.
Come
is
to
crazy.
Chattahoochee Works. You can hang out all day long for free. Maybe $10 apart. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're there to make money.
They want to see some free booty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and then be the main ones. Hey, let me take you on a date, sweetie.
You can't date a man from the strip club.
I have.
Yeah.
It can go one or two ways.
Well, tell us. Expert.
My first and last club, quote unquote. Yeah, you know, he was throwing the money, woo-woo, but then when that stopped, y'all start going through issues. They come in there, they try to embarrass you, they try to make you mad. So I learned my lesson one time, and that's all I needed to know. But these girls, they go through cuckoos.
Yes.
Okay. They go through customer. They go through after they don't learn their lesson. I learned my lesson one time. Yeah. You ain't finna come in here and embarrass me after we done spent 2 years together.
Wow. Dice.
I never dated a strip club.
I was young though.
So what make a strip club?
We see them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like if I go to work Thursday through Saturday and I see you every Thursday or Saturday or Friday, you is a strip club.
Yeah.
I shouldn't see you like that.
So I somebody asked me this yesterday, and I'm gonna ask y'all. Like, do you think in Atlanta it's more like normal or accepted for dudes to date strip clubs and date strippers than in other cities? Or do you think
probably
that's
so.
Like, yeah,
probably so.
Because people online be like, it's not really just strippers, but like OnlyFans girls too. They be like, oh, you dating an OnlyFans girl? I don't give a damn.
Atlanta's like, how do I put it? I don't know. It ain't real.
See, I think like when you date a dancer or an OnlyFans girl, you got to be a hustler too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You like,
it's a look. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got the with the money. You got the girl with the cash. Like, it's a look.
Mm-hmm.
People want to flex. Oh, I got the baddest chick in the game. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's how I look at it.
So you can't date a dude that can't magic?
My ex was a regular guy.
Like,
I mean, he was an ex. I can't even thank y'all. He used to run track. He was a professional track.
Oh, okay.
Well, he was direct. You know, when I met him, he was already done. You know, his time had expired. Yeah. So he was a regular dude. It wasn't the easiest relationship, but
What made it not easy?
Because I made more than him. So it's like, and then, you know, he worked. So if I want to go catch a flight, go to a trip for a week, he got to put time in. I got to wait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was just like, I could move when I want to move. He couldn't.
Yeah.
So that was like one of the
issues. So what do you prefer? Like,
I prefer someone with at least about the same amount or more. But I'm not against it. Don't get it twisted. I'm not against it. You know, as long as you treat me right and you keep me emotionally, like, intact, I'm cool. Like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You can't be poor now.
What's poor?
You can't do anything. Like,
you can't even buy me nothing to eat?
You can't. I got a little girl. Home. Shit.
Yeah.
Can't put no groceries in the house.
You can't do no gas
what
in the
you
car.
Doing?
What you mean?
What you doing? Are you dating a regular guy or he got to have the same motion as you?
I can date somebody that don't make as more as me. Like, when I date anyway, I got to like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it ain't, you can have $1 million. If I don't like you, I don't like you.
Exactly.
We dancers, so we get all type of guys on our DMs. We get, man, I dance
with
NFL, all type of people. My life could have been changed, but that's just not the path that I want to do.
Yeah. So do you think that comes with like maturity? Because like if
somebody's been like that.
Yeah, but a lot of times people have to make their own mistakes in their relationships with people. So like if like even with men, like because when I was younger, I used to entertain a certain aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But when I like started doing more for myself, it's like, all right, well, that shit come with certain things that I don't even want to deal with. It come with certain pressures and issues that I don't even want to deal with.
I feel like I've always been like that. I'm from Iowa. I come from a humble.
That's crazy. I always wonder what the baddest, like, woman in some of these states would look like. Like, what is the...
I get that so much.
What's the baddest
chick? They be like, damn, they make them like you. No, they don't. I'm the only one.
Like,
know what I be saying to
you. Where you from?
I'm from Barnesville, Georgia.
Still Georgia.
It's like country.
Nah,
one
Georgia.
One high school, one middle school.
Nah, right. Outside of Atlanta, Georgia is really Alabama.
For real.
On God.
Yeah, but Alabama got some fine ones too.
I know.
What?
I know some girls from Alabama.
We just came from Alabama. I ain't really see nothing.
Yeah, you wasn't in the right
spot. You got to come out of Alabama to be fine.
Right.
That's what it is. Like, the ones that came to Atlanta from Alabama.
And cleaned themselves up.
I got two homegirls from Alabama. They, you know, they fine.
Because Atlanta will clean you up. Because I ain't going to lie. You look at my OB, you be like, God damn. People think I had a nose job and all these things. I'm like, no, I just grew up. Mm-hmm. I just started taking care of myself.
So when did you move from Iowa?
2012.
2012?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been here for a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's 12 years?
Yep.
Yeah. So what brought you down to Atlanta?
Just change. I was in a bad relationship, and I had a best friend that lived here, so
yeah.
I'm just trying to change my life.
For sure.
Best move I ever did, though.
I agree.
It's a lot of opportunities here.
Yeah.
So.
But damn, what does the finest woman in Montana look like?
Montana.
Mm-hmm. Like, damn, if you in Iowa... It was women like you in Iowa, like, or South Dakota.
I never even thought about that.
I want to say anti-social, but I'd be liking to be by myself.
Me too.
And then damn, if I were to stay in Wyoming, would I encounter fine-ass black women in Wyoming?
It might be like a different kind of fine. I feel like the city life is a different kind of fine. Like, I go back home and I hear somebody say, like, you know, everybody think they fine now.
Oof.
So I heard a girl, I went to the club, the little bar with my cousin. Then I heard somebody, you know, she told me she fine ahead. I'm like, well, maybe she's fine
to y'all.
In this area.
Wait, exactly. So this was back in Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So Iowa, when I do go Iowa back fine home, everybody think they fine.
Exactly. It's a different kind of fine. Yeah. Texas fine, Miami fine. It's different
level. I feel like Atlanta fine and Texas fine. Miami. I got to say Atlanta because I don't want to say Georgia
I
fine.
Think we got some beautiful women. I think in we Atlanta? Really do. Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
They take, we like a lot of women take care of themselves.
Yeah, Atlanta fine and Houston fine. Yeah. Same type of fine.
Yeah, they yeah. I get that.
Like Atlanta, Miami fine. I was about to say that. Miami fine. Yeah, Miami fine for sure. But I went to, hold on, what's up with Miami?
No, I don't know. Maybe we don't be seeing the same things or something. Maybe I be at the wrong spots. Now they cool. Some of the girls, they cool.
See, when I go to Miami and work, I be dancing at Booby Trap. So them bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Be fine.
Yeah, see, maybe, yeah. Feel I get me, it. Like, so I maybe need to explore a little bit
that's
more.
That's another thing, too, though. Like, if you going out, like, we going out of town, we going to the places that's lit. Like,
yeah,
I'm not
of course.
Going to LA and, like, being in the slums right. with the hood boogers. So I'm not going to see, like.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah, the hood boogers. Yeah, yeah.
Hood booger. Oh, I can't wait until that tonight at work. You hood boogers.
You hood boogers. So I'm not. Oh, she'll move to disguise.
Right.
Master. Get my drink.
But yeah.
I know that look of hate to see you coming.
Look, I know
you're
last
model. Oh, shit. That Tito's?
Nah, this Casamigos.
Yeah, I really want to shot so bad, yeah, but I can't.
She can't drink right now.
Oh, you fasting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to change my life.
Yeah, hey, you got to start somewhere.
They tried to get me last night.
What happened last night?
Nah, they just tried to get me. Hey, right. Come on, just have one. I said, man, I came, man.
Man, they did that to me, too. And I mind you, I ain't even want to go out.
So, I ain't gonna lie, I normally would have failed for it, but I'm like, man, I can't.
But by the time, like, I came in, like, of course, I told you my situation. I didn't have my car, and I already felt naked. So I'm standing in the club, like, I'm standing in the front of the section.
Oh, you in the highlight. Yeah. You front line.
They're, so like, they're like going to a birthday dinner, and you ain't really got no money.
Yeah, like, so I'm like, I hope that nothing drastic happened. Like, I'm about to cash up a nigga.
I hope we ain't got to go all the way in on the bill.
Yeah, like, hell no.
I hope we ain't got to split the check.
Yeah, then.
Niggas, I only ordered the shrimp.
Then I was getting hit in the face with other niggas' money. I was like, yeah. I feel like a hoe.
It's time to go. I'm going to holler at you.
No, imagine getting hit in the face with somebody money and you ain't dancing.
That start money fights. Like, I'd be all for it, because I'd be in the middle of the money fight.
Exactly.
Yeah, throw that shit.
You gonna let a nigga do you like
hey,
that?
He out throwing you, man. But that was back in my day. I'm a changed woman.
But then I'm also, like, in a situation like that, I'm gonna tell you straight up. Look, I understand the conversation, baby. No, I can't. I'm not even gonna waste your time.
I like that. Get to the point. All that trying to linger on.
Yeah.
But the girls, they be overdoing it too. They don't know how to, like, I can read body language.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta do but give me one look and I'm off. I'm click, bye.
What's
what
the look?
What you mean,
the
girls?
It just be like, you know when the dancers walk up to, like, sections and guys don't always want to be rude until you got their face.
Right. Uh-huh.
You can read a guy body language. Like, if he's not looking you in your eye, he's not paying no attention. Like, you the dancer, he like this. Yeah, right. he talking to his phone. Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. And they give that little look up. Like, yeah.
What's up?
You got to read it.
If they say what's up like this, they don't want to dance you, baby.
Yeah, but the dancers at Magic was super cool last night, too.
That's cool. I got a couple friends there.
One of the motherfuckers, I mean, once niggas started passing me shots, it got, like, I was completely different by the end of the night. Because the conversation I had with my Uber driver on the way back to my spot.
What y'all talking about?
Bruh, I knew I was talking to him, but I was so fucked up. And then I took an edible before.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
You thought I was overly talking.
No, bruh. So, So, he's driving right here. I'm sitting right here.
Okay.
And we talking. But the way I'm experiencing the conversation, like, I'm watching us talk.
Not experiencing.
I'm hearing myself and hearing him respond.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm outside my own body.
That's the edible. That was the edible.
Bruh.
I took an edible and I was praying to God. I said, God, please.
Oh,
this
no, the edibles
off.
Is shit. But them edibles tricky, boy.
Oh, my God.
Them edibles tricky.
Yeah.
I got
my gosh.
It depends.
I cannot
you know,
do it outside the house.
I don't know. I took I got a video of it on my phone.
I was in Cancun last year. Mm-hmm. I hosted at the Temptations Resort. like for like Ooh, 5 days.
I want to go there.
You heard about it?
Yeah.
That shit hard.
I want to go there.
It's like an adult resort, right?
It's not like a resort, but it's like you can be. They got top. Yeah.
Well, it's one of the resorts that you be getting it in. I want to go.
I'm not saying they didn't. Hold on. I'm just saying I wasn't participating.
Right.
But yeah, so I was down there for like 5 days last year, and I was hosting. So how the roof is? It's a pool that looks out over the ocean. I took a 300 milligram edible.
Oh my
Lord, Jesus Christ.
Bruh, I feel like I floated off that motherfucker. Like I felt like I could have just floated off.
What was it, the infinity pool?
It wasn't an infinity pool. It was just like it was a regular pool. Yeah, it was a regular pool, but it was like looking over. What the fuck is an infinity pool?
Like the pool, like
I know
like,
what you're talking about. Like, I can't describe it.
Like,
I can't describe it, but it's like it look over like another ocean or like it's just real sharp. I can't describe it. I can show you a picture.
Yeah,
of it.
It might have been an infinity pool.
Now, if you took an edible and did that, I probably would have died.
Yeah.
I'd have felt right into it.
I be having to remind myself when I take these edibles that, okay, you can't die. You're not going to die.
Me too. I'm talking to myself in my head. I had a whole conversation.
You can't overdose on the edible. You're good. But boy, I don't feel close. I don't send some I love you text out because I stay by myself.
I took an edible and went to Sandbox VR, and I thought I was inside of the game.
Wow.
The guy was like, I was freaking out so bad. They stopped the game mid-game. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, no. Please help me.
Hell, it was
so bad.
I don't know how people do like real hard drugs.
Yeah, I can't
hard,
do none of that. I can't. Baby, I can't even barely do weed.
A shot of Jose Cuervo
and a two, and I'm out. I'm a lightweight. I can't do stuff.
And you really didn't used to drink.
Nah, yeah, for real. I don't know. Flame got me drinking.
Flame, yeah. I mean,
no, you're a new relationship.
We've been having fun. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was a grandma before. I'm outside now. Bitch, we outside tonight. RIP.
Wait, so your new relationship got you outside?
Cause we having fun.
Yeah.
My last one, I was in the house. We traveled the world though, last one, but. Yeah, I was in the house.
How new is this one?
It about to be 9 months.
9 months? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's the same one from last time.
I think you
got a little more leeway in your new relationship.
Yeah, it's just more, it's more chill. Like, this is my common. I can say.
You ain't got to worry about
that. Yeah, that too. This is my calmest relationship I've ever been in, so.
Yeah. Shout out to your man.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because I ain't been in no real relationship.
Do you find it hard to date in Atlanta?
Yes,
I say yes, and I'm not even fucking.
Because everybody want to do is smash.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and I ain't the type that be. So
I got a question for both of y'all then, because I did think about this week. Somebody broke it down to me. Like, do you feel like people now in today's time, like in this dating era we in now, do people want companionship instead of relationships?
Yeah. They don't want...
Because I feel like, for me, how I define that is, like, companionship is like, okay, if me and you cool, we just kicking it, we hanging out, we not really committed to each other. I fuck with you, though. And, like, I'm going to treat you nice, I'm going to treat you cool, but we're not really committed to each other.
That's my relationship. That's what I got going on right now, companionship.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm with it. Because I was in a 12-year relationship. Yeah. So I'm with the companionship. I ain't never just
Cut to the mic, too.
Single for real, you feel me?
Yeah.
I was in a relationship for 12 years, and now that I kind of got what I got going on, I'm with it because I can do what I want to do. I can talk to who I want to talk to.
Yeah.
You know?
I just feel like,
I'm with it.
Too, like, the women are looking for come-ups, and the niggas just want, I want me a dime piece by my side. Ain't nothing genuine no more.
Uh-huh.
I work in a strip club. Ain't shit genuine at all.
So why do you think women are looking for a come-up?
Cause it's hard out here for a pimp when you're trying to get the money for the rent. When your gas lights and what's
your gas lights, gas money spent.
Put that shit out.
Yeah.
You have a whole lot of niggas jumping shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they see, and then you got girls. They see girls traveling the world. They got these bags, these purses. They got this, niggas buying business cars. They want to be like that. They want the same.
But that shit don't be real.
They'll sell they soul for it.
Yeah, they will.
Baby.
I done seen a girl.
They sold for that, baby.
You seen a girl what?
I'm talking about a girl, fucker. He got to been like 600 pounds. And was just sleeping with the man because he was just spending the check on him.
What's wrong with fat niggas?
Nah, I ain't say nothing wrong with fat niggas. I like, ain't nothing wrong with a fat nigga. 600 pounds.
But it's not wrong
can't
with
walk.
Fat niggas if you don't like them for real.
Exactly. Like, it wasn't a genuine relationship. Yeah. Like, she laying down for the benefits.
Yeah.
So, I can't do that.
But I think, I think, honestly, I think that shit is kind of like normalized now, though.
That's fucked up.
I saw this video of these girls was like, what would you do, like, for this guy that's, you broke him and you like him versus this guy that got money and you don't like him. Mm-hmm. And, like, they was going with the guy with money. I'm like, damn, so are we saying that you gonna do whatever to be with the guy that got this shit because he rich?
It can go a couple ways. It can go, because I hear a lot of girls say, you know, they bullshit gonna come with anybody you date, right? That's what they say.
Yeah.
So some girls, like, if I'm a deal with somebody that's, you know, I'm gonna deal with some bullshit, I'm gonna deal with the guy in the goddamn Bentley, not the Honda. So maybe that's their perspective on, you know, I'm not saying that's cool, but I guess, I don't know, I hear that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to deal with some shit, I'm going to deal with somebody that's putting some work in.
Then it'd be different. Like, when you get your own money, you ain't worrying about a nigga with money. You feel me? Yeah. Because you get your own money.
Yeah.
Like, so you're like a want, different. Not a need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think but I'm not a woman, so I can't really speak on it. But I think, like, damn.
You know, we have a little easier than men.
Absolutely, you got it easier than a man. Like, a woman could go out with nothing and come back with something.
For real. We done went to the club, and this back in my time, we in the whole section. We you know what I'm saying, bottle. I done went to Miami. We on yachts. And this was not none of our plans.
Yeah.
You know, pretty privilege is real.
Pretty privilege
is real.
What are the downsides of pretty privilege, do y'all think?
Sometimes you don't want to be fucking bothered. If I won't get some goddamn gas at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I could look like a damn hood booger, like you said.
Shout out to the hood booger.
Here comes somebody trying to talk. Sometimes, I mean, it's more good than bad, but sometimes you don't want to be bothered. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, that's why I don't go to the gym. I built the gym in my garage.
Yeah.
Because I hate being bothered. When I'm working out, I don't want to be talked to. You got guys, I'm doing abs on the ground. Somebody come stand above me. I'm doing squats. Here go. Like, I want, don't bother me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. See, with me, I'm like a sex symbol. You feel me? I promote myself sexually. I always been like this since I was young. I've been wanting titties since I was in 8th grade because I was flat chested.
Yeah.
But I be wanting people to know, like, just because I'm a sex symbol, I'm fine. I ain't fucking.
I told somebody that last night, like, about you when you was on stage. I told somebody that. I was like, she look like that, but she is not.
Not fucking. I'm not going.
Yeah.
I fuck with a lame nigga with no money that I really like before I go fuck for some money.
But I think because it's really been something that's created. It's an environment that's been created to where a nigga gonna work his move.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he gonna because it works.
I can't knock a nigga.
That shit be working.
Yeah,
it be working. So if a guy sees something that he want, he gonna try to buy it.
Yeah,
that's gonna be the first thing he go with.
I get it, but my thing is like respect. Like if I say no or I'm not interested or whatever, or even though I'm giving off like, you know, bad body language, take the hint and move around.
Yeah.
Some guys don't know how to take no. They keep trying. Like, come on.
Yeah, nah. No means no, and I'm talking to you. You only got to tell me why. Because the why don't even matter.
Right. Ain't got nothing to do with you. Shit.
I got something to say.
What you got to say?
If you ain't trying to fuck, do not go to the hotel with the nigga. The fuck? Like, what you going to the hotel
should
for
they,
if you ain't trying to
they
fuck?
Accept the fly out if they not.
No, if you ain't trying to fuck.
That should be all the status before any flight is booked.
If you ain't trying to fight, fuck, do not go on the flight.
But yeah, I'm not going on a trip with no nigga. I don't plan on having sex with anyway.
Exactly.
Because why would you want to be?
Because I want to be on vacation getting it in.
Why would you want to be in Greece and not getting greased up?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Why you not greased up?
Why you
greased up?
Why you in Mexico and you ain't trying to go? Like, come on. Like, damn.
Why you in Hawaii if he ain't trying to buy it?
Like, come on.
I've been thinking of my little punch now. Shit.
Oh, man. But yeah, like, I, again, that's something, like, you're right. It should be established. And if the vibes aren't there when you show up, you still got a right to say no.
But I still wouldn't go. Yeah, you have the right to say no, but then it's like.
But I wouldn't even go with nobody that can flip like
that. Exactly.
But I'm not going out there with a maybe.
You know what that actually happened? My homegirl, I was like a plus one. She, you know, he had a whole bunch of dudes. He like, we going woo. So he like, everything taken care of. She brought like a whole bunch of us. Thank you. And we get down there the first day. They went, you know, I ain't fucking. That was known off real.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging out because y'all invited me.
Yeah.
I'm the plus one. Everybody in their rooms doing what they do. I'm in the room by myself on my phone. The first nigga come try, decline. Second one come. He talking about his baby mama, talking about my baby daddy. But it was just like, and then that next morning he woke up and he said he cut all the financial shit off. So everybody stressing and shit. I'm like, that's why y'all bring y'all own money. Y'all worried about this nigga not buying breakfast and paying. Bitch, bye. I was out on the prowl. Y'all, man. Y'all knew this, that you knew he wanted to fuck. I knew he wanted to fuck. I thought you was gonna fuck. Shit.
You just won't take him up on the team.
Because I damn for sure wasn't going.
Yeah.
I just kind of had me a good time.
Yeah, like.
All expenses paid for.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I get it. Like, but that's why you don't do that with somebody who you're not already locked in with. Like,
exactly.
You trying to, and it don't even, sometimes it's not even about the flight. Like, niggas got to stop trying to buy a woman's approval or her interest.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it's never going to be that. Because now it's like, if for a guy, if a woman think that you about to just suck me into a relationship, no, that's not how it's going to work. Yeah. I'm going to accept the head now. I'm sure I'm going to accept. But that's, if I don't want to be in a relationship, that's not what it's going to be.
But be intentional. I feel like people should be intentional. People should have conversations. And that's why I think a lot of stuff that's not going on. People catch feelings, knowing that you don't want to be. And then a lot of people act like they're in a relationship, but not. You know what I'm saying? Like they get
What's acting like a relationship?
Situation, companionship. Y'all doing everything without the title.
But if I say
I don't want a relationship.
You made it clear, yeah.
Yeah, but if I made it clear.
But get what? A girl is going to still press you, still, you know what I'm saying? I've seen it. Like, they're going to still try to press the issue.
Who fought that is?
The girls.
Yeah.
Because one thing about it, I believe, a nigga would tell your ass once, believe him when he fucking say it.
Yeah.
Believe that shit.
Yeah.
So, when they show you who they are the first time, believe
they
it.
They ain't got to say it. You can see how they move.
Yeah, how they act. That's a fact. Actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm. I think in a situation like that, it's really the words that matter, though. Yeah. Like, if he say he don't want a relationship, but he treating you nice, that may just be him treating you nice.
And they can still get confusing for some girls.
Can.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially delusional
girls.
I understand that.
They definitely got a lot of delusions.
Yeah, I understand that. Because if it do get tricky, like, this man texting you every day, calling you every day. Yeah. He may be paying some bills. He may be, making sure you're straight. Yeah, y'all going on dates. Y'all spending time. Like, not even, like, fucking time. But it's like, you just...
Yeah, just
too it really, like, fucking too easy now. Like, it's really like, if I want to just be around you and not want to do no shit like that, that should be more valuable than than me wanting to fuck you.
I think they would matter the most. You feel me?
My dude was like that. He was like real.
We be wanting shit. Y'all want to go sleep. No. Wake up.
You better goddamn rip this wig off.
I didn't want to do it, sleep all day. No.
Nah, wait, that thing. Wake it up.
Have you ever woke a man up for it?
Yes. I came home and my man one time. He was sleeping.
Wait, what?
I will rip you. I am a female. Oh my God, that sounds so bad.
Somebody you put it in yourself.
That's so bad. Because he was asleep.
How you rip him though? You put it in yourself?
I jumped on top of that man. What the fuck is you talking about? He said, I ain't never been raped before. I said, it was the first time for everything.
Oh, my. See, nigga can't do
be
that.
Be excited I raped you, because one thing about it, when I don't want to come off it, I ain't coming up off it.
Hey, I mean, I ain't going to complain.
But it's my man, though, y'all. I can rape my man.
I ain't going to complain. Shit. I wake up and see a big ass bouncing on me. What I'm saying?
I be going through Instagram and TikTok, and I be seeing like a lot of memes and reels. And it be surprising that a lot of niggas do not be fucking. Yeah. They don't be wanting to fuck out. They just want to do it later.
What is that? Like what do you think it is?
I miss my granny. Nah, it's
oh, Lord.
It just depends. Because, okay, for me, sometimes I don't be wanting to until I want to. And sometimes all it takes is just a little stimulation. Like, you just see some shit. And... Now I'm ready. Yeah. Like that shit can happen over the course of 2 to 3 minutes. Yeah. Like Nah, I'm cool. I got a da-da-da-da. Next thing you know, that ass wipe across your dick one time. Now it's like.
You get to moving the hand over like this.
Yeah,
put
yeah.
Some, put a hundred pay on lamb chop.
Yeah. Like, as a matter of fact.
You stupid as fuck.
As a matter of fact.
On a lamb chop.
That's how. You motherfucker.
I got to watch out food around here.
Yeah. I'm just Britting up.
Hey, bro.
Got some horny goat weed around this motherfucker. But yeah, that's how I felt last night. Like, I was out, because I wasn't about to, they told me about it, but I wasn't about to go.
Yeah.
So I was at the crib. I was really about to, like, just take a shower and just lay down. But I was texting this chick who I've been messing around with, like, the past, almost a year. And I was like, damn, I wish you was here. Mind you, before then, it was already 1 o'clock in the morning. Before then, I wasn't even thinking, because I had been at work all day.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even thinking about that. But it just, I don't know, it was just something that happened. And it was like, bruh, if you was here right.
Yeah, you want to fuck.
Don't even text me no shit like that. Because I'm like, pull up and come get it. Yeah. My dude, one day, I went to work. He texted me down with horny. Motherfucker, you should have got something before I left. Fuck is you? Yeah. What point is, I was just in your face.
Yeah, like, it'll be that quick, too. Like, You just get some quick 10, 15
Yeah, you can definitely
change.
Yeah, you change my little vibe. I could be chilling and boo, all of a sudden. There may be a little scene on the Netflix. All of a sudden.
That's what it be.
That happened to us the other night. It was a little scene. That motherfucker said, hey, blah. I said, okay.
Or like, y'all be in the same spot. Y'all be in the same spot, right? Both of y'all, like, one intimate moments. We talking about you just chilling.
Yeah.
You just not even doing no shit like that. You just chilling. You scroll your Instagram. You see some shit pop up, like a sexual meme pop up on your For You page.
Now
or whatever.
You ready.
Now you like,
That looks fun. Yeah.
Let's try this. Let's try it out.
That sounds like some shit I do. Babe.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, man. That,
I say whatever.
Oh, God.
Whatever come to my mind.
That worm, like, get the wiggling, that ass get the jiggling. Hey, shit. Hey, next thing you know, sweat.
You know what's funny? It be the feeling like after sex, like, okay.
I seen them me and the girl, they say one after the dude give you some good dick, and he be standing there like, he put his clothes on, like, where the fuck you finna go?
Yeah. Feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
Like, who you taking that shit to?
And you know the vibe's good too, cause like when the shit just get back hard.
I love a round two and
the
three.
Shit just get back hard. Cause you know,
I'm a mess. I think I'm a nympho.
Immediately after a nigga nut, he don't wanna be touched.
But fuck that. I'm putting my hand on that belly.
But if y'all chilling and like just say 5 minutes go by, that ass still looking good.
Round two.
Pop.
I'm all for it.
When you all go wipe up right after, they mean, and just lay down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Round two.
They still got the juices still marinating on that motherfucker.
I'm trying to squeeze it all out.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, it's hard. I remember one time. Oh my goodness.
Y'all is nasty. I'm a Christian, y'all.
Yeah, from Iowa. Right?
Squeeze it all out. It's crazy. I
would probably be embarrassed when this
shit all out. Squeeze it all out.
Okay,
out.
Black Caitlin Clark. Ah! Anywho. I had walked this girl out. Like, I walked down to the parking garage, and it was just looking good again, man.
You had to take it back upstairs?
It started in the parking garage.
That's a fun thing.
It was started in the parking garage. Like, you know, you get in the car. So I'm standing by the car. She liked the car about this level. So around, she just pulled it out, started duh-duh-duh-duh-duh. And I was like, damn, mother, this motherfucker hard again.
So, take this on back on.
Yeah. So we got down, did it in the parking garage, in the elevator on the way back up. And in the room, like.
So with somebody when the elevator would open on level 3, and then somebody would sing y'all.
If that happened, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay. So, but if it did, I mean, I got quick reaction time. I can, you know.
I'm adventurous when it comes to sex too. I'm for anywhere.
What's the most adventurous thing you've done?
I had sex while driving on the highway.
You are.
He was driving and I was on top, and like, I'm tall as fuck, so we had to leave the seat back. Yes. And then
what car was he driving?
Like, it was a small Malibu.
Oh wow!
So you know I'm tall as hell. A
lot of legs.
But I made it. We made it work.
While
he was driving? Swear to God, Lord, I don't swear to God, but it's on everything I love. $6.75, and then we just finished in the parking lot.
Shout out to that man. That was. It was a nighttime drive?
Yes, it was night. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
Empty roads.
Yeah, yeah, okay, for the most part.
Dice. What's the most adventurous thing you've done?
Good. I really ain't just did that adventurous. Like, everything I do, it'd be a mistake. Like, one time,
Adventurous.
I was having sex. Exactly. I was dancing on a dresser, and a dresser fell over.
What the fuck?
You was dancing on a dresser.
Yeah, we were in the pool. I was dancing on a dresser, and a dresser fell.
I would have been embarrassed.
Did y'all still fuck?
Both of them were laughing about it.
Yeah. I would have been like,
it's still a memory, still funny.
That is
pool.
So
like,
funny.
Like, damn.
The whole dresser fell over.
That's a vibe. Yeah.
I would never forget that.
We got to share that memory. We got to share that memory.
Put that on the clip.
Yeah. Nah, you damn right.
All the dresser drawers came out.
So did y'all put it back together, then fuck, or y'all fucked?
No, we laughed about it, put the dresser back, laughed, you know, and then
got back to it. You are funny. I can only imagine her, because that girl is funny. She is a wild child. I can only imagine.
Dice probably be role playing.
I want to role play.
Role playing?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I like
Listen,
that.
Listen, I role play and act like you my ex.
Ah!
You feel me? And they be with it.
I said I want to put on a little trench coat. And I want to walk up to my man, dog, and then act like I got lost because my car broke down on the side of the highway.
Uh-huh.
And I need some assistance. Mm.
Can you help me with my pipes?
And I think I left my keys upstairs in your room by mistake.
Who wrote this script?
The real stallion.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do it.
Inspector Gadget.
I'm gonna do it too.
I'm here to inspect your pipes, mister. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my car is down the street.
Yeah.
There's no correlation between the two.
They're gonna be confused as hell. Fuck it. I'm going along with it.
The fuck?
What you said? You need me to fix your water?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Right.
I'll fix your water, all right. Yeah.
I'm for it all.
Yeah, that's good to know. Can your partner have a friend of the opposite sex? Like a best friend of the opposite sex?
Does something like that. I had a partner of the opposite sex, but what I did was I made my partner and my best friend like come together. So we're all a unit. Like you have his number, you know what I'm saying? I try to, and there's boundaries. But for the most part, I say yes and no. I don't know. I want to say yes, because I feel like if I had one, it should be okay for you to have one.
Yeah.
No.
It's boundary. I think everything just
because I be feeling like sometimes I feel like if a girl wanna be so best friend with a nigga, it's an attention. Like, I don't care.
Well, see, me and my boy best, we were just genuinely just friends. Like, he was helping me try to, you know, he helped me get my box trucks. Like, he was like a business, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was genuinely just a friendship, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if it started off as a friendship.
Yeah. It's definitely did.
It had to start out, like, if they don't fuck around.
But I feel like if a person wasn't there prior to my relationship, that's not happening. Like, you had to already been in the picture.
Oh, so you can't.
You can't just go meet somebody. No, that's not, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Because I can't go meet no nigga at the club and be like, oh, I got me a new. No, it don't work like that.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's realistic. Like, I don't even feel like that's saying too much or doing too much, because who out here just being that friendly at our grown age?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to just be out here meeting.
I'm your motherfucking friend.
Yeah, like, if I meet a girl at the club now, I promise you, I am not trying to be that girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be her friend. Unless something mutually, super mutually beneficial.
Yeah, it's got to be, And anyone that knows that talks to me, I have a man. Like, I make that very much so known. Yeah. So you already know what the hell is going on. So don't be thinking you finna, none of that.
Yeah, all that, like, all that extra friendly shit, like, and I know me as a man, like, it's a few homegirls I got. I would if the opportunity arose.
Open, see, yeah, mm-hmm. And that's it. That's why girls don't want that man happening.
Yeah,
but you know, you have to be confident and secure, and it's about your man too.
Yeah,
like my dude does a very good job of like making me feel secure in areas. You get what I'm saying? So I don't really have to I don't have that trust issue like I did like with my ex.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Dice ain't going.
That's is crazy.
Because I know how girls is. I mean, girls inbox me. Ooh, who did your teeth? Who did your teeth?
Yeah,
and all this shit. But girls be having motives. You be fucking. You like you want to really fuck who I'm fucking with.
Yeah, then I get it though.
Years later, I find out you fucking with them. You feel me? Like I know how
I get it.
Like I don't trust.
And also, niggas is patient, boy. Niggas.
Yeah, boy, what?
Niggas are patient.
Niggas been on my line about 17. They still waiting.
Yeah.
Baby.
And they'll wait, too.
They will. They're going to have their little fun, and when that little opportunity little open, hey, yeah. You're good.
And it ain't like he sitting around in your DMs just hovering, not yeah. going on with his life. Yeah. Nah, he living his life.
Living his life.
But he watching.
But yeah, exactly.
He watching.
I have somebody like that. He like, God damn, you done got a new one already?
Like, damn, I missed my gap. What is
right, that? You ain't let me hit.
Yeah,
let me
yeah.
Right.
Nah,
you ain't for me.
Oh, it ain't never going to happen?
Nah. Nah, if I ain't give you a chance by then, ain't nah, hell nah. Because I know I can have a conversation with you and know it'll work or it won't work out. Mm. I'm there.
So, I'm y'all there. Be, so you be knowing when a guy ain't shit?
Yeah. I'm a dancer.
Let's cap.
I'm a dancer.
I don't believe.
I'm a dancer, baby. I got what they call it, the gift of discernment. That's me.
Women's intuition.
Yes. Well, fuck that. I got God's gift.
Oh, okay.
I can. I sit back in the cut. I see how you act. I see how you are. What you say. I break all that shit down.
So, I had a nigga at me last night. Can he still hit my his finger up my pussy?
What? What made him
what
say
the
that?
Fuck this shit.
Because you see, when I'm a very like when I dance, I'm you know.
She's seductive.
I'm very seductive. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I get, he thought I was with it. He was like, can I stick
that
my finger? I'm like, no.
The fuck.
He was like, I'll pay.
No.
Listen, everybody gonna pay.
Duh. I mean, what? You thought
right.
it was gonna
the
be a...
You thought you was the...
That's the whole point of us breaking
that
flame.
You thought that was a plus?
Yeah, so they don't touch us, right? The flame,
the flame
you can't
is
touch
a
us.
Like, we don't get touched on it, the flame, unless
you
want
to. Call
it
touch and go, right?
Huh?
You can't even do that.
Touch no. and... No, like, yeah. you touch, you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can get their ass put out.
But you know, but you know, if you with it, you with it.
I had a guy put his dick out while I was dancing, and I felt some of my back. And some said, turn around. I turn around. You just see a little bit, some little bit of shit just sticking out. I said, he got his dick out. They put the flashlight like this.
Oh, no.
I'm like, he put it right on the penis. Then boom, they tackle his ass. They drug him out. It was so, I put hand sanitizer, alcohol. I used every goddamn disinfectant on my goddamn back that I could imagine.
Lysol.
And he did it in front of like everybody. Like, I said, oh, you on something. He was on bath salt or something.
That's the thing about being in public settings like that, bro. Since it's a public and open environment, it's not like you pay your money and then you get in. Ain't no real, like, mental health check at the door. You need to be thrown off
in
the club.
For real.
But I think they got some clubs. It's okay, right?
When I worked at Blaze, a white man, he was jacking his... He was butt-ass naked. I'm not lying. He was by the little handicap section, and he was butt-ass, no socks, no nothing, dick out, jacking his dick while the bitches on stage. They beat the shit out of his ass and drug him out the club butt-ass naked. Like, these niggas be really, like, I be like, what is wrong
mental.
With y'all?
That
gotta be
right
some
there.
Type of sickness, for real.
I feel
to think
like,
that's okay?
I feel like in the society we live in today, it's a bunch of people walking around with undiagnosed mental disorders.
Why you think so much stuff be happening? It's sickness.
And you don't find out until something happens.
Yeah, that's what's sad. But we don't also have, like, my sister, she has mental health issues, but she's been doing so much better and, you know, you would think she's a crazy woman, but she's really not. She's really sweet. Like, she's the sweetest person you ever meet. But, again, like, you wouldn't, like, you know, I ain't going to put her business out. But, you know, incident happened, and, like, on the outside looking at you, like, wow. Damn, I you know what? I be losing my train of thought so goddamn quick. Forgive me. But what I'm trying to say is there's not enough help for people like that.
Yeah.
People can't afford therapy. They can't afford
the
help.
We have to remove the stigma that's set around it as well, too, because people... Like, even now, I feel like, shit, I'm not saying I'm crazy at all. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying there are things that I need to talk to somebody about. Like, damn, is because we don't know how other people perceive the same situations that we're in. Mm-hmm. Like, so you have to, like, damn, am I thinking through this normally? Like, is this a logical person's thought process?
Yeah.
Or am I tripping?
I go through a lot of that, too. Mm-hmm. I try to see other people's perspectives. And that's why I think I'm, like, different from a lot of people, because a lot of people are really simple-minded. You go on, like, the Shade Room comments or even, like, your comments, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a topic, and then, to me, I could point out the ignorant shit off real.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, you see things for one. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You just can't. Like, you have to be able to think.
It does take, like, a higher learning mind.
You do.
To, like, get to the nitty-gritty about certain shit, because that's why, like, I tell people all the time, like, when I post my clips, I have to word it a certain way.
Yeah.
So to get the reaction that I need.
Yeah.
And people will fall into that trap 100%
I think
of the
you
time,
said that, yeah.
People will fall into that trap of wording and psychology all the time. That's why, like, the bulk of the comments, like you said, on Shade Room and these blog sites are the way they are, because everybody can't comprehend shit at a higher level.
Right. Everybody got a different thinking.
But it's
everybody.
Scary, but the amount of people who can't comprehend A, B, and C perspectives. A lot of people just see A and just run with it.
Mm-hmm. Because,
but that's why I don't like being around people like that.
No, then you gotta, sometimes you gotta understand how people were raised, who they, you know.
That's another one.
I'm the type of person, I'm very open minded about a lot of shit, because I realize it's a lot of different people out in the world and in society that were raised different from me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give a fuck about a lot of people's shit. As long as you're not hurting nobody, I don't give a damn. Uh-huh. I don't give a damn.
I'm like that. I'm very open.
Like, you can be gay, trans, you could have one foot, you could think that your soulmate is a rock. I don't give a fuck. As long as
you got shit to do.
Yeah.
As long as you're not hurting nobody.
That's why I don't be in people comments. Only thing you're gonna see is a laughing emoji, a screaming emoji, a heart. I don't do all that. Cause I don't engage in that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I be coming and they be replying, be that.
I like to comment, but comment,
you be bored.
But comments for me is like, that shit boosts engagement.
Yeah,
bro.
It does.
So I'm a troll your
on
ass
on a business
all day.
Tip. I get you. So like on a business tip, yes. But like on a regular tip,
hell no. If I didn't do what I do, I wouldn't even be on social media.
I do shit for a reason. I do shit when I do my little content. I do stuff for a reason too. It's all, to me, it's marketing.
Your content hard.
Thank you.
Your content hard. It's a book you need to check out. Not to everybody. I feel like everybody that's in entertainment or like any public sphere should use this book. It's called Contagious, The Art of Making Things Viral.
Okay.
Or Why Things Go Viral. It's by this guy named Jonah Berger. If you look, go to what's the bookstore? Barnes & Noble. It's an orange book.
Okay.
And it has this process in it called the Steps Process. And I tell anybody that works in media or entertainment about this. These are the six steps that help things go viral.
Right, okay.
So think about anything that's went viral, even like with the trend that we were talking about on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's social currency, triggers, emotion, public, practical value, and story.
Yeah.
So the social currency piece of it is, can people look cool doing whatever this is? Does it make them popular? Does it make them hip? Because we know as humans, we are inherently, everybody wants to look cool. We all want to have the latest information. We always want, that's why the sites like the Shade Room and TMZ exist, because people want to be the first to know certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So TMZ puts you in the loop, Shade Room puts you in the loop. It exposes things first. The second one is triggers. It's kind of like, if I say peanut butter, what do y'all think about?
Jelly.
Exactly. So that would be a trigger. Because you think about peanut butter, you think about jelly. It's kind of like you want whatever you're pushing to match organically with something. Like Blue Flame, Atlanta strip clubs.
Yeah.
Magic City, Atlantic strip clubs. So if somebody were, like, that's why so many artists and entertainers use these sites to push themselves, because they want to be included in the lore of these strip clubs. Like, oh, damn. I'm about to go to Blue Flame. Damn, you remember when so-and-so shot that video over there?
Mm-hmm.
Or when they made a movie in Magic City?
Yeah.
They want to be a part of that. The second one is emotion. That's where I feel like what I attack the most, because you have to make people feel something.
I talk about that in my ebook too, the emotion part.
Yeah, so you have to make people feel something.
Yeah,
so if I put out, if you go to my page, look like the titles of some of my videos, I word it like that because if you're scrolling my page, you see that, you're like, what the fuck? What are they talking about? That's the emotional part of it. Public, can people actually see it in value? I mean, see it in use. Can they see whatever you're putting out there and notice that this is your shit?
Right.
Practical value, what does it actually bring to somebody's life? Is it information? Is it entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does it, like, what happens?
Yeah.
And the last part is stories. Story is the bigger picture of whatever it's attached to. Y'all watch Love is Blind?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that show.
You know, they doing it in Atlanta. Well, you can't do it.
They're going to be a shit show here.
Unless your boyfriend want to.
Nah. It's going to be a shit show. Do it.
Shit.
They just posted a thing the other day.
Yeah. So, but I say that to say, Clay from Love Is Blind. I did an interview with him right earlier this year.
Hold on, Clay. I know that name. I got to put a face to it.
He was the one. It was the black dude that everybody.
Oh yes, I love him.
Yeah. So he was on the show, and of course we were talking about relationships, what happened on the show, or whatever. I never watched the show. Crazy enough, but no, that's not the first time I talked to somebody on something I don't watch. But he was on there talking, and I asked him who his celebrity crush was. He said Coi Leray. Now, I made that clip, but I never put it out until, who was that boxer? Adrian Broner shot his shot at Coi Leray. And I was like, damn, so Coi Leray is a hot topic right now. I put that clip, that Clay clip out, and it was attached to the Adrian Broner shit because it was a part of a bigger story.
Right.
That clip went viral as a part of it.
Right.
So that was the story part of it. But yeah, that's some shit. You should definitely check that book out. Read that when you get a second.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like they was like Carla Roy and Trippie Redd back together.
Oh yeah, I see.
And
yeah.
Some folks in the comment like, I never knew they were together in the first place.
I never
place.
Knew they either. Now I know.
Yeah, like damn.
I was today years old.
Yeah, was y'all? Is this a part of a rollout or something? This is random as hell. They back together?
Nah, that shit be random.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian and that one guy was random as hell to me. Ooh. The guy.
The white dude.
Yeah. That was awesome. What the fuck?
The basketball player?
No. What's his name?
Oh, the guy on Saturday Night Live,
I think so.
Yeah, that was random.
I didn't see that. But you know, get what? He probably treated her the way she wanted to be treated.
Mm.
So you never know. Like, people be judging. You never know. He might treat her like a damn princess.
Yeah. I do. That is something that I've noticed recently too, though. Like, when you see who these bad bitches that you see on Instagram and Twitter, like, are with in real life, it don't match the aesthetic that you think they would be with.
Yeah. But like, that's because it's a deeper connection.
It is a deeper connection. But
like, my angle, like, some of my niggas, my baby daddy don't match my aesthetic. I ain't even talk about him, but, you know.
Shout out to that man. He's a legend.
It was something in him that I seen and I liked. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that. I'm a mental person. Like, I'm a very mental person. I'm Aquarius.
Aquarius?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, my dude now, like, he physically, he's my type, 100%. But when I met him, you know, he had the chains. I don't like all that. I don't like all that flash. I'm not a flash. Car flashy, doors
car
go.
Flashy.
He got the suicide door. I don't like all that attention. I be telling him, can we take my car? Shit. Like, but, you
now
know.
Now she drive his car sometime to work. I'm like, stay you here.
I be embarrassed as fuck. I'm leaving the parking lot. Hey, that shit hard as fuck. Shit, I got to go 180. Get away from everybody.
Stang, you're getting chased by the paparazzi. Strip club paparazzi. Yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm a mental person, though.
Yeah.
People judge me, though. They go to my page and they be like, oh, niggas, like, I got to come hard. Yeah, come hard mentally.
No, I mean, I feel like you should come hard anyway.
You should, but everybody don't. And it too, what I realized too dating these guys is a lot of men have not dated a woman like me. When I get with them, I'm the type of woman, I decorate for your birthday, I plan stuff, like, you know, I'm like that. I spend money on my nigga too, like, cause it's vice versa. But every time, the last three relationships, they be like, damn. I'm like, who y'all be talking to? Like, this shit is bare minimum. That's how I feel.
I think women always expect the dude to take
do
care
everything,
of everything,
yeah. But you have to, like, be able to do it back. Like,
it feels good.
I don't believe in no one way.
It feels good to do it back. Like,
yeah.
Well, a lot of women are in the mindset that they don't have to do anything. Like,
yeah, that's a lot of women's mindset.
A lot of women feel like
they just bring a little coochie to the table and could cook a little plate.
Oh, man, you expect me to take you out on a date? I'm not saying I expect it, but damn, bitch, it'd be nice. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to say no.
I bought my dude for Father's Day. We went out. We did a lot of stuff, and then I bought him these glasses that he wanted. They were like the little Meta Versus, so they have a camera on them. And, you know, that's what he wanted. That was one of the gifts he wanted, excluding that, like, the dates they went on. He texted my phone. He was like, this is the best gift I've ever received in 10 years. And I'm like, this, just that little video thing?
I would have said,
but it made me feel
the other 10 years, what the fuck you get?
See, exactly. Nice toxic. other bitches got your gifts before? Blah.
Nice is toxic.
Yeah.
Paragraphs.
Yeah.
So
well,
really.
you can go let them other bitches get you gifts. Baby, they dead.
Hey, man, just trying to show a little love. Now you don't turn into an argument.
Yeah.
You should have said, this the best gift you ever had, baby.
Yeah. It's how you word it.
This is the beginning.
No, nah, that was a gift for you, too, because he getting them angles for you. Yeah,
he
wearing them glasses.
You that's know, the, in the bed.
That's the vlog footage that you're not seeing.
Yeah. It's that private folder.
For your, yeah, the hidden. Well, I'll be putting some shit in the hidden folder.
Screaming.
So quick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For your angles only.
You is dumb.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So do you feel like telling somebody, like, say if Dice, if she treating her nigga wrong. Uh-huh. You know she treating her nigga wrong. Are you going to tell her she treating her nigga wrong?
I definitely am.
Me too.
Or are you going to hide it to save the relationship?
I'm going
to
tell her. I'm going to be like, well, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm always like tell too. The truth. Like, at the end of the day, that's why my friends don't, sometimes they want advice and they don't, because I'm going to be real.
Yeah. Period. Yeah.
I respect. I'm like that too. And if you can't, like, respect honesty, then I don't think we should be friends. Because mm-hmm. I don't condone any stupid shit.
So if one of your homegirls cheating on they dude, you gonna tell her she wrong?
Or is that none of your business? I mean, but like it could be like on some, I'm like, bitch, you ain't shit.
I mean, if her dude doing
if he doing it, right, I'ma definitely get on
but
it for
if
sure.
If her dude don't did some fuck shit, I'ma like shit.
Hey, I agree. Hey.
Lit back.
I'd be like, Dad, leave the nigga alone. I said, y'all gonna do right by each other. My thing is y'all gonna do right by each other. What y'all doing?
Yeah.
Like if y'all gonna be talking to people, just be single. It's so simple to just
then at the end of the day you still gotta think. You can give people advice, but that don't mean they're
going to
listen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm big on, I've been, so one of the things I've been doing these last few months is if I give you advice one time and you don't take it, don't come with the same problem again. Please don't.
Yeah, know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't have the energy for that shit.
Yeah, like if they keep coming to you about this dude that ain't doing right by them and you, not a whole friend group on some fuck this nigga type shit, but she go back. Mm-hmm. Are you treating her the same if he do that? Are you giving her the same grace if she come back to y'all because he did wrong again?
I'm going to give her the same grace, but at the end of the day, you need to figure that out by yourself.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
want to
hear about it.
I ain't even going to change up. You know that you like who you like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you'll leave when you're ready to leave.
No, I don't want to hear about it for real.
I don't. I had a friend like that, and I ain't going to lie. I hate the guy. I had to distance myself from her. I couldn't deal with it. It was just, I'm like, wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, and every day, she start talking, I'm like, yo, I changed subject quick. You got that backpack from earlier? I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
I am not that friend. I'm the wrong one. Don't call me that shit.
No, I'm the same way. Like, don't come to me with problems that it's an easy fix.
Yeah.
Because
life goes on.
Also, I'm going to be the friend that if I can fix your problems, I'm going to fix it.
Me too.
So, if you're not ready to fix this problem,
don't
bring it to me.
Because you think about it, too, like, you see your friend hurting, that shit start to affect you.
It does.
So
I'm
an empath.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So if I can fix this problem, it's kind of like if I walk in your crib and the water main break or some shit and your flow is soggy, this your crib.
Yeah.
But I'm in this hole and my socks getting wet.
Right.
So let's, and I try to fix it and you're like, no, don't worry about it. Well, motherfucker, I'm about to leave.
Yeah. I'm just at that age.
I'm not about to get my socks wet because you cool with your crib being flooded.
And don't call me when I leave. Talking about,
Well, you're not a good friend.
You know what? My socks got wet too.
Well, you was cool with your socks getting wet.
Next subject.
Yeah. Now, until you move out that crib, you know, call me. Like, damn.
What they said, if you ever don't need me,
don't call. So I know what you're talking about. She posted it on her Instagram.
If you ever need me, don't call.
Yeah.
So do you think a woman is a reflection of their man? Or it should be?
Yes.
They should be.
Yes.
It should be.
Especially like when you like been with your dude for a couple years, you're going to start acting like him.
Yeah.
You're going to start talking like him. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to start thinking like him.
But a lot of, it's not cool to say, but a lot of women be wanting niggas that's out their league. Like, hustle-wise, money-wise, vibe-wise.
They
want to
be taken care of.
But it's like, 100% of the women want, like, the top 1% of dudes.
That's sad.
Nobody wants to admit, like, yeah, I ain't really like.
I ain't that bitch for real.
Like, ain't nobody going to say that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to say that. Whereas, like, the women that really do match his vibe, like, shit, if you don't have to try when you are meant for certain shit.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, if you have to ask niggas for money and they don't just, like, give it to you, then you really should get a job. Because that's an aesthetic. Like,
I heard somebody say, like, Like, if you don't ask for it, you ain't gonna get it. That's what I heard somebody
say. If a nigga wanted to give it to you.
I feel like this. If you a woman, you shouldn't have to ask. Let's just say we go in the car, you see my goddamn gas low. Hey, go pull to the gas station, fill the tank up. Oh, you're tired. I feel like you shouldn't have to ask. Because I'm a type of woman, you don't gotta ask. You ain't gotta ask me to go cook dinner. You ain't gotta ask me to do this and do that. Like, I'm ahead of the game. Like, mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to ask either way it goes. That's how I feel.
Yeah, because if you paying attention, like.
Yeah, exactly.
The chick I'm kicking it with now, she is, even if we're not in a relationship, this is why I appreciate her for real, friend. I think, like, if we did get in a relationship when we first met, we probably would have broke up because, you know, being in what we are now is different than us by being actually committed, which is crazy because we're going back to get that companionship versus relationship shit. But
you like the companionship better than
a relationship. I do. Mm-hmm. I do because, my job is hectic. I'm up here,
like, I was gonna ask you that too.
10, 12 hours now. So, like, I am the type, if we kicking it, we just kicking it. Like, we just hanging out. We ain't got to fuck every time, but we might not be able to go out on dates, but because I spend a lot of my time at home when I go, when I leave work.
Yeah.
But she's very attentive. Like, I told her, like, when I was a kid, like, up until now, since I was a kid, I always loved Jurassic Park. Well, you know, this motherfucker got me some Jurassic Park socks.
Yeah, she pays attention to details. Mm-hmm. I'm like that. My dude, he's like, I need some more shorts. Mm-hmm. I got on motherfucking internet, ordered him like 4 pair, and I ain't put them on the bed. He like, when I got these, I said, I dyed them for you. Yeah. You got to be, I like stuff like that, but I want it to be a mutual thing too. Yeah. Like, pay attention to me.
Yeah. So, definitely paying attention to your partner, definitely knowing what they want, things that they are into, you know. Helps the relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
What else y'all got going on? What else y'all got that people need to know about? They need to be on the lookout for.
Well,
your stripper series on what is that called? Because you just make a lot of great content.
I just be freestyling.
Yeah, and you get everybody else in the locker room.
Whatever
come
to my mind. Yeah, they be loving to do it. I got some stuff coming out this weekend. I done made some crazy videos. Like, we just trying to get our shit together. You know. I'm working on.
You really the Blue Flame digital department.
She get me every time.
Oh yeah,
she get me every time.
Oh yeah.
You really the Blue Flame digital department.
You gotta check her out on my actual strip club.
No, they need to get. They need to make you. They need to be a position.
They
have.
They do.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'm got a little position. I mean, we gonna talk about it a little discreet.
Yeah, I'm about to say people. That's a six figure job in some companies.
Yeah, it's been opening doors. I had somebody reach out. And I did some work with Usher's mom, Miss Jonetta, the other day. So that was some little marketing stuff for her. So it's opening doors for me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I used to sell hair. I had a trash valet company. I did some flower stuff. I had some box trucks. Nothing has worked out. But the content creator is opening doors for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to see where that takes me. Yeah, I'm not. I can't. I want more from my life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so ready to be at the club.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm ready, but I'm not ready, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So,
nah, because it take a leap of faith.
It does. And then you got to think about the type of lifestyle that we live. Like, we used to have a certain amount of money. Like, and I'm not, you know, judging about that works jobs because you have to do what you have to do. But, you know, I don't want to live that life. Like,
listen, I tell people all the time, I don't know life. I don't see myself going back to a regular job.
Me
after
neither.
Doing this shit.
Like, I just can't imagine. Like, when you've lived a certain way for so long, adjusting is whew.
Having to be in the office right now for another 14 minutes.
See, I just got my CNA, and I still ain't even made plans on using it because I'm like trying to think, like, do I want to be a 9-to-5? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to wipe ass? Like,
but at least you got it under your belt. So guess what? Anything
exactly.
falls short.
Anything
you got
fall
the,
exactly.
Yeah. You got
yeah.
the thing.
And I feel like, you know. Y'all dancer, y'all hustlers.
Yeah.
Inherently. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be. Or
like, we can get
you,
up
like
we
to stay in, like to be in the club, to like to stay in the club, you gotta be a hustler.
Because
it's gonna be nice where it's slow.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna make as much. And the ones that's in it thinking that they about to make a quick. But what do y'all think about for the women that do think like that shit easy?
Because
there's women that think like the OnlyFans shit easy, they think the stripping shit easy. Like, oh, I could just strip and I could be.
Everyone thinks that. It's not. You deal with a lot. We gotta deal with nasty men, we gotta deal with the girls, the nasty attitudes. You gotta deal with, we may pay $100 to work, you may not make that $100 back that same night. you may not be, you may have went, you know, at home, you may have went through something at home and got to come to work, put on a fake face just to get through the night, but you really can't because you're thinking about the shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot that come with it. Physically, I be tired 3 days. My back be hurting, my knees be hurting. I be tired by Sunday. So it's a lot that come with it. It's a lot. You got to deal with the shit on the internet, people talking shit. I don't care about that though.
Yeah.
You going to just get blocked. That's all I do.
Yeah.
I don't even go back and forth.
You can't work in this. You can't work in the internet.
You got to be strong.
I mean, half of the people that be talking shit anyway don't look for shit.
Ain't got, like, ain't got they that going on.
They bored with their life. They like miserable. So of course they're going to sit behind the internet and be talking.
And you know
bullshit.
What? It be mainly men.
And they be wanting to do it.
It be men. We get, I feel like we get most hate from men.
Yeah.
You rarely, you see a little female every now and then, but it's mostly
I'm
men.
I'm telling you why men hate, right? Men hate because they can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no avenue for a man to make $3,000 in a night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Without it possibly involve him getting shot
or
going
to jail.
Like, you can do it.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. It's not cute.
Or you can go out there and shake your ass too, nigga. I don't know. Like, if that's...
Niggas do be shaking ass.
Male strippers.
And I ain't talking about literally.
Nigga... I feel like the type of women that go to male strip clubs is not the type of women I would ever want to be around. I don't know. The ones
my
that
auntie.
I've seen. Auntie them.
Shout out Auntie April.
They be like, they with a little dollar.
Yeah, what you going to do for it, baby?
I went to some male show. They were fun.
I don't know, but a club, I go down with my mama and auntie.
I've been to some shows now. Not the club. The shows are lit.
Look at you seeing them dick swing.
I'm screaming.
Niggas doing the helicopter around you.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm
It sounds like some personal experience.
Screaming.
Now. Oh, my goodness. Give me your socials again so they can
recall.
I don't recall.
I'm at _RealStallion. Check me out on YouTube at Who Is Stallion.
Yes, sir.
And my name is Major Sex Appeal. And I got a YouTube coming just because of Stallion.
Yes. Yeah.
So y'all go, get her ebook.
She on it. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Another episode, The Big Homie's House. Big Homie Stallion, Big Homie Dice. Yeah, here we go.